علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio with Sayyid Abdullah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ali baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. We are still discussing Sermon 27 of Nahjul Balagha, Sermon of Jihad. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayh began talking about the bad effects of abandoning jihad. So the first thing that we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who abandon jihad, whether it's a person or a nation, they will be, Allah will give them the garment of humility, dhil. And mind you, just so we're clear, this does not include just the Muslim world. Any nation, whether Muslims or not, if they don't fight and stand for their right, they be humiliated. When they do stand up for their right, they are victorious. And history remembers them. And countries, and usually and nations, they take a pride in the wars that they have done in defending themselves. So even if you're not a Muslim, even if a nation is not a Muslim nation, but if they defend themselves against the tyrants or those who are trying to take their rights, they get honored. So the clothing of dhil gets taken away from them, of humility, and the clothing and the garment of honor gets given to them. In some Muslim countries, it's the same. If a Muslim country decides to fight, they have this garment of pride. Look at Iran, for example, in the recent events. People start looking at Iran differently. People are proud of what Iranians did because they stood against the mightiest of nations, the most powerful nation on earth. They stood against them. And for 40 days, and they did not succeed. Let's take a short break, and then we will come back.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. So the garment of dhil gets taken away and the garment of honor gets bestowed upon those who stand on their right. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, for those who leave jihad willingly, this is the second bad thing that's going to happen. وَشَمَلَهُ الْبَلَأَ. Now, where it's a person or an ummah who refuse to fight, bala, calamity, and problems will overcome him. He says, shamalahu. Shamalahu is like, let me put this in an example you can understand. You have a forest full of predators, full of snakes and tigers and lions and everything that can harm you. And I take you and I put you in the middle of the jungle and without any means of protection. Now, this is shamal. This is like you are surrounded by enemies and predators. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, shamalahu al-bala. You are exposed completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will attack you from every single direction when you are not doing jihad and having the clothes of jihad. So, for example, the enemies will attack you. In the same way that if you go to a forest full of predators, you can get attacked at any time from any predator. It could be a snake, a tiger, a lion, or what have you. The same thing when you don't have that garment of jihad, that shield of jihad, what happens is that you are in calamity, you're swimming in calamity. You could be attacked at any single given moment. And that's for people, and that's for the Muslims as ummah. And that's why we see some Muslim nations, they've been attacked from every direction. And they can't stand up for their, they can't say anything. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken honor from them and bestowed humility upon them and put them in that calamity. That when the enemies come, they can take wherever they want without them refuting, fighting, or saying anything in return. They can't. They just simply can't. And I mean, we will explain later why they can't. That's a sad reality. So, one, a person will be humiliated. Two, a person will happen what? He will be in the state that he's surrounded by calamities and problems and will be attacked. Imam Hussein Salamullah Alayhi, he has a beautiful, one of his most beautiful sayings in Karbala. He says, لا أعصينكم بري إعطاء الدليل. I will not hand in my hand. In humility. Humility is not part of our caliber or part of our syllabus, to say the least. Let us take a short break and then we will come back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. So the third bad effect of abandoning jihad, he says, وَدَيْثٌ بِالصِّغَارُ وَالْقِمَاءُ. Now, daith in Arabic, we have this word we call dayuth, which is a person when his wife is being assaulted, or his daughter or a female from his circle close to him gets assaulted, he just doesn't do anything and doesn't say anything, or he allows it. Some people don't care if someone, you know, looks at their wives and their daughters and they, you know, hint and throw remarks and stuff like that. They just turn a blind eye. Or someone just keeps looking at them, staring at them. They just don't say anything. This person, we call them in Islam, we call them dayuth. He has no ghira. He has no jealousy over his woman. And it's actually a major sin as well for a person not to have that jealousy over his wives and daughters and women in general. So Amir al-Mu'minin says, the person who does not go for jihad, he gets diseased with the youth and bis-sighar wal-qima. So he, al-qima, al-sighar wal-qima is just the small things that are humiliating, small humiliation. And even though these two words, al-qima wa sighar, seem a bit same, but one actually talks about humiliation and one talks about how low the person is. So not only he is in that state of dayuth or diyath, but also he has no value himself. At the same time, he is humiliated. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. And I don't have to explain this to you. You just take the words of Amir al-Mu'minin and look at the outside and you can see it fits perfectly. We will continue this discussion in the next episode. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You listen to Sayyid Abdullah in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه